Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch HaBam. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Pei Tes, Se'if Vav. We began Se'if Vav. Let's look at the Mechaber one more time. The Mechaber said, even to learn, it's Aser once the Zman Tefillah comes. This, as we mentioned yesterday, is Shitas Rashi, meaning to start to learn. If you already began learning, even after Shigi Hazman, you don't have to stop, as long as there's time to daven. Kriya Shema, if you started Be'isr, you would have to stop. And some are even lenient about that. Now, what does it mean, you're now to learn Mishigi Hazman Tefillah? That is, Misha'alam and Ashachar. But before that, you could start, and once you start, you don't have to stop. Some are makel that you could even start after Acher Sha'alam and Ashachar, as long as it's not Samach Lanetz. We'll see Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Lamed Aleph momentarily. The Mechaber said this is referring to the prohibition of learning before davening someone who davens in the Beis Medrash, meaning by himself, and doesn't go to the shul. So we're afraid he'll get caught up in his learning, he won't daven because he doesn't daven with a minyan. Because there's a chash matrid begirsei and ho misman kriyshman's matfila. But someone who typically goes to shul, meaning not only it doesn't have to be the minyan convenes in the base medrash, even if his habit is he goes to the shul, so that habit will ensure that, in other words, a person could learn at home if he has a habit of going to the shul. If he teaches others, even if he doesn't daven with a minyan, he's allowed to continue teaching because of the zuchus harabim, being mezakes harabim. He might forget to daven. The answer is he should take the chance. Okay, now, Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Laman Aleph, Mishayagia, Hainu Mishayolam and Ashachar. When we say that, when the Zman comes, you shouldn't learn. That's when Alois comes. Once you began, you don't have to stop. Unless you're afraid the Zman will come. There are those who are lenient. Meaning the din that you don't, that if you start Beheter, you could continue. What does it mean starting learning Beheter? Is it only if you start before Alois? Or as long as you start a little bit before Nates, in other words, let's say you want to start more than 40 minutes before Nates, so then that's called starting Beheter, because the Zman Tfilo doesn't come until basically Nates comes around, because Zman Shleigia Zman Samach La Nates, as long as the time near Nates doesn't reach, Sharoi L'Spala Boi L'Chadchila, that it's fit to Davin L'Chadchila. Sivkatan Lamed Beis. What does it mean, someone who davens in the base medrash? Right, Salamar biyachidos, by himself. The imregilin tzibur lehisasef alav sham. If the tzibur normally gathers there, gam bezet mutter, the vada yaskiru kishiva, they'll definitely remind him. Vayin simen tzadik sif yirches vaga. I guess the real issue is if somebody goes out of town and they're in a hotel room and they want to learn before davening, you're really not allowed to. Unless you start before Alois or well before Nates. But in other words, if for whatever reason that morning you're not going to have a minyan, you're not allowed to learn before davening. Does it help to have a shomer? We didn't really see that a shomer helps over here. It could be. We saw earlier that by mincha, there is more of a leniency, or by mariv, there's more of a leniency. But we didn't see such a thing by Shachris.
The Shomer has the same problem by Shachris, though, no? Who is his Shomer?
Somebody who doesn't have to, I don't know, get an alarm or get somebody who davened already or whatever it is. Or a lady.
Or someone who's davening with a minion.
So, yeah, someone. You mean to call you? Yeah.
The guy in the hotel room. Right.
You. The room service. Right. Okay, but you might forget. You might walk in and say, "Yeah, where's my Coke Zero?" You know. So, okay, weiter. Matrid begirse. Ayin b'chayodam shekasav that afilu yesh lo shir kavua mashaloi made. Deleik lamechash kokach shem mashalim. Let's say you have a set shir. Let's say you daven every morning 9:30 a.m. and you have a set shir in Mishnah Berurah from 9 to 9:15. So deleka lamechash kokach shem mashach belimud. There's not such a concern that you may get drawn up in the learning. Afilu hachi aser, because you never know. Afterwards, somebody asks a shaila, somebody tells a maisa, you know. Fine. So-and-so on the road, Oidar b'yishav, or he lives out in the boondocks, afilu b'kayitz, even in the summer. Afagav shemitzvah l'spal b'shosh shatzibur m'spalim. Even though technically it's a mitzvah, if you can't daven with the minyan, to daven at the time of the minyan. So let's say the minyan is 8 o'clock, but the guy woke up 5:30. So what's he supposed to do? Twiddle his thumb for 2.5 hours? Mikomakim. Kivan sha'asar lomayd kaidim shemispala. Since he's prohibited to learn before he davens, mutav sheyispala tekef. It's better to daven right away, kidei sheyisbata milimudai, so as not to be lose out on his learning. Uvizman hazeh, nowadays, the oivrei d'racham al pirov einam loimdim tar badarach. Where travelers don't usually learn. And in that case, since it's not like he's going to be learning anyway, so maybe we should tell him to wait around until the tzibur davens. In other words, in the previous case, what are the factors that he has to weigh? He got up at 5:30. Should he wait till 8 a.m. to daven when the tzibur davens? And then waste 2.5 hours of learning, or should he daven right away and then learn for 2.5 hours? So he'll be able to learn, but his davening won't be as good because it won't be with the tzibur. So he said, the Mishnah Berurah said he should daven right away. But nowadays, where anyway a person doesn't learn, let's say that's the situation. So the shaila is, should he daven right away, or should he daven when the tzibur is davening? Because anyway, he's twiddling his thumbs, so he might as well wait and daven. If he can daven the tzibur davens, he's going to miss the zman. You should daven right away. Especially because in big kehilos, the main tzibur davens at daybreak. Right? In our neighborhood, they started the Moroccan shul. There's a big sign on the door. It says non-stop minyanim. I never saw anything like it. You know, usually a shul, it says on it the name of the shul, Kehilas Minchas Pinchas, whatever it says on it. And here the big sign is non-stop minyanim, which is true. It's mamish. I went in there, you know, at let's say 7:15 for mincha. There are also people davening mariv at the same time. You know, they have plag, they have Tikkun chatzos, literally 24 hours a day. So if you're in Cedarhurst, there's no inyan of b'shosh shatzirah mespalim. It's always b'shosh shatzirah mespalim. V'yira letzamtim be'eshem v'rachal atfilin shi'ya yachal lahakers chaver b'richik da'ad amos k'mosh k'savim l'mal. You want to make sure when you put on the tefillin that you can recognize your friend from 4 amos away. Now, we're afraid you might get caught up in your learning and you'll miss the zman krishma. V'yavar v'im amar l'chaveiro she'en oiloi meid. Shem yitorid begirsa yaz kirenu shel yavar zman mutar lomoid. If you tell your friend who's not learning, hey, if I get a rangita my learning, remind me to daven, then you could learn. Now, what if my friend is learning, but my friend goes to the shul? So the Dirshu says that's a good shomer. Now, is an alarm clock a good shomer? There's no raya from here an alarm clock is a good shomer, because the guy has to not just stop you from learning, he has to remind you to daven. So very nice, you have an alarm clock. It could be an alarm to mail a letter. Now you say room service. Okay, that doesn't, how does room service help? It has, unless you tell the guy, Tony, I want you to call me and tell me I have to daven shachris. Okay, so then that would work. Or they have these alarms that talk. You know, I hear, you know, in the morning, I hear all kinds of stuff coming from different rooms of my house of talking alarm clocks. You know, so if you program the alarm clock, daven shachris, will that work? Yeah, I think reasonably based on what we saw so far, that could work. But stam an alarm, mehichi tesi, that does anything. I don't know. I don't see anything on that. Malami lachem. Now, if you're teaching others, v'davkim lo yaver kriyashma al yidei zeh, you want to be you want to teach Torah, great, but not at the expense of missing zman kriyashma. Dim yare shiyaver azman. If you're afraid that the Zman will pass, if you're going to give your shiur, you would have to read before, once the Zman that you could potentially say it comes. Now, are you allowed to take a haircut and shower before davening? We sort of had part of this. Siv Zayin, Mutter lehistaper. You're allowed to go to a barber. Velikonis amarchatz samach leshachris. Shaloi gozru ela samach lemincha shudavar amatzai. They only were geyser on not taking a haircut or going to the bathrooms for mincha, which is normal. But you want to do something that's insane. Fine, chacham, we're not geyser on you. You're out of your mind. Okay, that's to your advantage. You know, it works to your advantage sometimes. It's something which is not common. People don't usually take haircuts or bathe then. Says Mishmar Lestabra, Davka Samach Lashachros, Dainu Koidim Shalom Arashachar. Avo Mishalom Arashachar Gamze Aser. Once daybreak comes, that's also Aser. Because of a prima gun, the din Uborsaki Usuda, that adjudicating a case or going to a tannery or a meal is usher samach l'shachas k'may samach l'mincha. It's just taking a haircut or going to the merchatz. They were not gazer. V'ayin le'elbasim v'ayin b'ber halacha. The liknoi sarche suda be'erev Shabbos k'aydim tefila shari. To go shopping for Shabbos is permitted before shachris. D'cheftzei shamayim hema, because they are cheftzei shamayim. Habachol aser, but to go shopping for groceries before shachris is aser. What about? I know what everybody's wondering about. You want to know? Could you take a shower and use your bar, your ivory bar of soap? You know that wakes you up. Could you do that before shachris? Could you shower before shachris? So there's a tshuva in the Shevet Alevi. He says you could. We could be melamed zchus on those who are lenient to take a shower with soap, because why are you showering? Because you went to the mikvah. You got to get off the grimy mikvah water. That's why you're showering. That's the, in other words, we could be melamed zchus. The only reason you're showering is because you went to the mikvah. So you're saying, yeah, but I don't always go to the mikvah every single day. I guess that one won't work. The other heter, he says, is taking a shower is not a real rechitza. You know, like when your mother said, wash behind the ears, it's not going to work. Well, if you take a bath, that's rechitza keva. A shower is rechitza ras. But to be marich in the shower, to bring in your rubber duck, and to bring in, you know, start singing different opera songs, that is not okay before shachris. Rabbi Yosef said, you're not allowed to do it. Rabbi Yosef said, you can't wash your whole body before shachris. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, maybe you could be mekel to take a shower even if you didn't go to the mikvah, but without soap. Can't use soap. What if you can't daven? You pasha can't daven. You're such a mafunak that you can't daven. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says you could. Rav Nissen Karelet says you could wash your face, hands, and feet. So basically, the svaras lahakel are the Shevet Alevi says it's only Arai, but don't be Marech. Rabbi Yashiv did not allow it. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Ulai Efshe Lahakel without soap. And if you have a hard time davening, Rav Chaim said it's okay. But what if you're taking a shower because you have to go to work? And, you know, you don't want your, you want to be fresh for your work day. That you can't do. Can't do that. Take a shower in the night, and you'll put on, and you'll be okay. What about if it's going to affect your parnasa? Ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Rabbi, say have a great day. Kol tov. Please come back tomorrow. Okay. Thank you. Kol tov.